It's been another crazy few days in the 9th Congressional District, where the North Carolina Board of Elections is still investigating allegations of fraud in the race between Republican Mark Harris and Democrat Dan McCready. Joining me now to discuss the latest on the story is WFAE's political reporter Steve Harrison. Steve, are we moving closer to a new election now?
Certainly is momentum for it. 2 weeks ago, the executive director of the Republican Party in North Carolina, Dallas Woodhouse, said the state should investigate, but it needed to go ahead and certify Mark Harris as the winner because there weren't enough mail votes in Bladen County to change the outcome. Then last week, after more allegations surfaced, Woodhouse shifted. He said there should be a new election if there was a substantial chance the outcome would have been different. But he didn't think that just because McCrae Dallas and his employees harvested mail ballots, that was enough to call for a new election. Then on Monday, he took a new position. The State Board of Elections released information showing the early vote total from Bladen County had been tallied the weekend before the election. That's not supposed to be counted until Election Day, and no one is supposed to see it until the polls close. Woodhouse said if that's true, there should be a new election. And I think it's clear that the GOP is really getting hammered on this issue and wants it to go away or be resolved.
So as you were saying, there's certainly momentum for it. So what has to happen for there to be a new election, and what would it look like?
So the first thing is the State Board of Elections has to have its public evidentiary hearing on the case, and it looks like that's going to be December 21st. After that, or during that meeting, the state board can vote to hold a new election in the 9th. But that's all it can do. As of now, it can't ask for a redo of the primary. But the legislature has stepped in. It's passed an elections bill that would require a new primary for the 9th district, as well as a general election. Here's what Charlotte Republican State Senator Dan Bishop said about that last night.
In the event the State Board of Elections should decide to call a new election, there will be an entire election cycle, so there will be primary and general.
And so if this plan moves forward, the primaries would be open to anyone. It wouldn't just be a repeat of the first race. And remember, Harris only beat Robert Pittenger in May by 828 votes, and of the 456 absentee by mail votes cast in Bladen County, he won 96% of them.
How strong is that evidence of fraud?
So we are getting kind of more detail or more evidence about how extensive Dallas's ground game was in Bladen County. There were a couple new affidavits from the State Democratic Party this week. One came from a man, Kenneth Simmons, who said he was doing volunteer work for a candidate in Dublin. That's a little town in Bladen County, and that's where Dallas had his makeshift campaign office. Simmons wrote in his affidavit that he asked Dallas why he had so many absentee mail ballots in his possession. Dallas said he had 800 of them and told Simmons that you wait until the last minute to turn the ballots in because you don't want your opponent to know how many votes they need to make up. Another man from Cumberland County submitted an affidavit saying Dallas told him he had 80 people working for him throughout the 9th district. I talked to a woman in Bladenboro on Monday, Kim Sperling, who said Dallas often came to her door to get her ballot and give her a ballot and then came back to pick it up. For this election, she says she and her son signed their ballots but never filled them in. She rode to the County Board of Elections with a Dallas employee, Ginger Eason, who was bringing mail ballots there.
I did not fill out anything in those envelopes. Me or my son did not. We just signed the front of them, you know, and signed our name and stuff and the date. And they were carried. Now, I carried mine to the Board of Elections. Dustin's, my son, I really don't think, I think it went in the trash. I'm not going to promise you. But I think it was thrown away. But it may have been carried or picked up.
But we checked, and Dustin's ballot wasn't thrown away. It turned out that he did vote, or someone voted in his name, and according to the State Board of Elections.
So have we heard anything else from Harris?
So he posted his Twitter video on Friday, but hasn't been heard from since. In that video, he said he didn't know anything about any wrongdoing and said he would be open to a new election if it's shown the outcome would have been different.
That's WFAE's Steve Harrison. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.